From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project. This is the Bryant Park Project. It's news and information for a day or two. Me, the husband, an official groupie of real host Allison Stewart. My name is Bill Wolf, and I'm her husband.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Well, thank you. I like that you're a groupie.
By contract, baby. Till death do us part, I'm a groupie.
Oh, that part. Yeah, I said I do to that, didn't I?
As I call, right. I do, I will. I can't remember the exact verbiage. I just remember the event itself and its result. Our happy bliss at home.
There
darling.
You go.
Yes, in fact.
January 10th, 2008. And one of the nicest things is usually when I get up to come to the show and when I get in the morning, Bill is a very nice, he makes the best coffee. I make terrible coffee, right?
Yes, you do.
I make horrible.
You do a lot of things well, darling. What's amazing to me is that your weakness would be making coffee, which seems so simple.
Can't do it.
You're terrible at it. It's unbelievable. It's like drinking battery acid. All right, that's enough. Now that's not nice. I'm just piling on.
He makes great coffee in the morning, and he always sets the timer and leaves me a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And that's a big, very important thing if you work on this shift, getting your coffee, which is why one of the stories on our show today caught everybody's eye.
Yes, Starbucks ain't the only game in Coffee Town anymore. McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts are horning in on the high-octane action coffee wars.
We're going to talk about it. Mitt Romney, stuck in second place. How's he going to get a win in South Carolina? Maybe not.
Maybe
Michigan,
not.
He's hoping for that one. Political strategist Todd Dumpke on Romney's next move.
And you know, the GOP is getting less attention than the Democratic Party, but it is equally fascinating, totally up in the air. And we have other fascinating stories, including hair as fertilizer and people wearing no pants on the subway. This could only happen here on the Bryant Park Project. All that, plus the news with the great Laura Conaway. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
As we head out west, the fight goes on.
Or it doesn't. Just 48 hours after making that statement in New Hampshire, New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson will announce today he is dropping out of the presidential race.
He placed fourth among the Democrats in that New Hampshire primary. His national campaign never quite caught fire, despite what reads like an impressive resume. He may have predicted his own demise this summer when the Bill Richardson campaign put an ad out on YouTube that featured their candidate being interviewed for a job.
Okay, 14 years in Congress, UN ambassador, Secretary of Energy, Governor of New Mexico, negotiated with dictators in Iraq, North Korea, Cuba, Zaire, Nigeria, Yugoslavia, Kenya, got a ceasefire in Darfur, nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize four times. So,
what makes you think you can be president?
Richardson made another crack about experience this past Saturday at the ABC Facebook debate, responding to the other candidate's emphasis on change.
What we need is change, there's no question. But you know, whatever happened to experience, is experience kind of a leper?
And while some candidates' presidential aspirations were not appreciated by hometown constituents, Michael Coleman from the Albuquerque Journal told the BPP, Richardson's campaign was a source of pride for a lot of folks in his home state of New Mexico.
According to our polls, I think people feel that the governor's really helped kind of put New Mexico on the map. You know, we're sort of a relatively obscure western state that a lot of people don't know much about. And, you know, I think most people would agree that he's worked pretty hard to bring more attention and jobs and things like that to New Mexico.
So what is next for Governor Bill Richardson? Well, chances are he'll end up where some former presidential candidates end up, in the pool of potential vice presidential candidates. Here's an exchange between Bill Richardson and Hillary Clinton at the Iowa Brown and Black Forum in December.
Don't you think that governors make good presidents? I'd like to yield the rest of my time to supplement your answer.
Well, Bill, I think they also make good vice presidents.
We shall see. Although Richardson's dropping out, one guy who's already been down the VP candidate road, John Edwards, says he is in it for the long haul. Edwards is campaigning in South Carolina today, a state he won back in 2004. He'll try to repeat his victory on January 26th.
And that is the Bryant Park Project's big story. Now, here's Laura Conaway with even more news.